As promised, we are joined right now by the BMF, 34-13. He defeated Nate Diaz at UFC 244. He recorded the fastest knockout in UFC history at UFC 239. He is the founder of the Jorge Masvidal Network on YouTube. He joins us right now. Jorge, good to have you on. How are you?
How you doing, man? That was a amazing introduction.
Dude, you've had a really good year. Yeah, man, you've had a really good year for yourself. So let me ask you, you won all three fights. You did it in dominating fashion. You're now the official BMF. What does that belt mean to you, and what's it like to be the official BMF?
It means a lot, but one way to describe it, just like it says in the back of the belt, one out of one. You know, there's only one of that belt getting made. There's only one of those belts. There's only one person with that belt. So it's an amazing feeling. The company's been around for 25 years, and in those 25 years, they gave us that privilege to fight for that strap, you know, so it's a very humbling experience.
Jorge Masvidal, my guest, you know, there's the physical aspect, and then there's the mental aspect. You were talking about how in the lead-up to that fight against Nate Diaz, you try to avoid thinking about Roberto Duran walking you out, The Rock presenting you with the belt, whether Nate would be allowed to fight, and more. Because it was still a fight. You had to win the fight. How did you go about blocking out all that noise and just focusing on Nate?
Me personally, I could daydream about fighting a lot. You know, I could see everything. How many inches from me to that individual? When I fake this, how does he react? When I do that, how does he react? You know, so I could just think about the fight and remind myself why I'm there. I'm here for a fight. If I get shipped over to the next planet, as long as it's for a fight to represent the human race, there'll be no pressure on me. I know what I'm going there for. So that's something that I always just got to remind myself. Let me not worry about Mr. President sitting here watching me compete and me putting on a show for him. No. Quite the opposite. I just got to worry about me just fighting, and everything else will play out how it's supposed to.
Jorge Masvidal joining us. All right, so what about that night when you have Roberto Duran giving you advice before the fight? He walks you out. I mean, you've said it for years. He is your favorite fighter of all time. What was it about Duran and his style that you respected and liked so much?
Just when I look at, like, if it was a video game, and I'm just rating him for offense, defense, power, speed, counter fighting, technique, strategy, all that stuff, he just rates through the charts on everything, heart, conditioning, all that stuff. I think he's damn near as close as you can get to a perfect fighter, what I would describe a perfect fighter. Maybe not the general consensus, but what I think is a perfect fighter, and how mean he is when he knows he hurt a guy and he puts him out, how skilled he is in all ranges, outside, close, inside ranges. He's just a master of the best people to ever do it, man, seriously.
Jorge Masvidal joining us on the show. Listen, if we were to go back, you dropped a couple of fights in a row in 2017, then you had that monster 2019. You told Kevin Ioli one of the big differences was just changing your mindset, in particular, cutting out the negativity. Like, what were the types of things that you were focused on back then, and how did you go about getting it out of your head and getting the clutter out?
I was focused on maybe too much would be one word, one way to describe it. And just a lot of negativity around me. Not that I was focused on negativity, but a lot of negativity was around me. And I cut it. And I cut it from the root, and I cut it in all shapes and sizes. I cut negativity from every chance that I could get. You know, and that's something that's being the time away in the reality show and just being by myself 5-6 hours out in the jungles all day, every day, just by myself, no outside influences, really brought to my mind, you know. It's up to me, my mood. You know, and I'm not going to let nobody change my mood pattern. Even if it's hard for me to have a bad day and be in a bad mood, because that means that I let something outside of me affect me, and I don't let that happen often.
Jorge.
So just from that little thing to just adding more secrets to the recipe and telling people what I was going to do as well, because I had a detailed plan when I came back. I just wasn't going to go in here and gunslinging. No, we had a detailed plan of what we were going to do, how we were going to do it, and we're here now. And 2019 was the year of the dog. 2020 is the year for me to cash in these lottery tickets. I've been busting my ass for 16 years professionally. I'm going to go collect some of these bigger checks right now, and it's going to be at the expenses of all these fighters' heads. To everybody they put in front of me, man, I'm going to give them a baptism.
Jorge Masvidal joining us. What I'm hearing is it's your time. You've put in the time, and now it is your time. Like Nate called you out because he respects you because of how hard you go and because you look to end guys. You've said you're not interested in being the hugging champion. You want to finish guys. When you look around the UFC, are guys like you, guys who want to finish guys, are they becoming more and more rare? Is it harder to find?
Definitely. As the sport gets bigger, you know, big audience season, maybe people get into it for the wrong reasons. It's kind of like I dated to the Ultimate Fighter kind of for us is kind of TV coming for boxing. When TV first opened up the doors for boxing in many ways, a lot of promoters didn't like that. Some promoters did. And it changed up the landscape of fighting because now guys weren't fighting as regularly. So that started changing. It's the same thing with the Ultimate Fighter. When the Ultimate Fighter came into the picture, it changed the landscape a lot and invited a lot more people into the sport. But not all of them were fighters. Some of them were athletes. Some of them were maybe kind of tough, maybe a little bit athletic. And it's still awesome. You know, you got to weed those guys out to get to the real fighters.
Jorge, your journey is amazing. Like, if you look at where you were from the Kimbo Slice backyard days to now being the BMF, it really is an amazing story. What about when you got your start? How much of who you are right now and how you think and how you approach it goes back to those days, the backyard days?
Oh, a lot. This guy right now would embarrass the guy in those backyards. But it's the same heart and the same will and determination was there, you know, just to get after it. On the skill set, I'm, of course, 10 million times better. But that hunger was always there to just strive to win, to not give anything to nobody, you know, to lay it all on the line and compete. And something that I love to do is just, I think it's very strong in my DNA, man. That's why it comes so natural to me sometimes.
You know, these guys like Nate. Nate does a real good job of getting in guys' heads. He was not able to do that with you. Ben Askren is another guy who thought he got into your head, and then you got into his face with your knee, and it was over. It really was one of the most amazing moments I've ever seen in sports. When you think back on that fight, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Decision. Nothing half-assed. You know, that camp was a very long camp. The fight was short, but the camp was about 12 weeks of grueling, of every day just pushing myself a little bit more. And in my sport, the awesome thing is that, you know, you have your strength, you also have your weaknesses, and sometimes you got to push it in your weakness for a certain individual that you're going to be competing against because you know he's going to put you in these uncomfortable spots where he's good at. So I literally had to work a lot of my weakness, and it was a very tiring, very draining camp, but it was all worth it. So the day of the fight is I'm walking in there, I'm seeing his body language, I'm seeing how he's looking at me, how he's reacting to the things I'm saying. I go, checkmate, man, I got this guy. He's not going to see it coming. Now all I got to do is pull the trigger. And that to anybody watching might look like, oh, he just ran at him and jumped. But there's a lot of moving components there. There's a lot of trickery going on. There's a lot of things that I did to be able to make that moment happen. And before that moment could happen, I had to see it in my head first. And that's decision, man. That's having that attitude that I'm going to get this done no matter what. You know. So that's exactly what I was feeling at that moment. Like, there's no way this guy can stop it. It's getting done. I'm breaking records right now, you know?
Jorge Masvidal, I see you working. So you and Colby Covington were friends. You had the same coach for a long time. But after he beat RDA, he did not pay your coach. What did you make of that at that time?
At first, my initial thing was just to break his face in. But my coach said, that's going to probably get you in jail and you're not going to be able to fight him, blah, blah, blah. Let's let the universe take care of him. And his exact words were, we'll get him in a prize ring and break his jaw. Somebody beat me to that. But his jaw is broken.
His jaw was broken. So what did you make of him after that loss to Usman?
Man, you know, I don't like to always be highly critical of human beings because I'm one and I'm nowhere near perfect. But I'm just not with that whole, your whole career is based out of getting a rise out of people, right? Like, if I come on your show and I'm just saying a bunch of controversial stuff for people to be talking about me, like, man, you get reactions out of people. It's not really my style of tea, my cup of tea, but, you know, people do it all the time. And he's the number one poster boy for that, right? So he wants to always get a reaction out of people. Now this individual, when people are trying to get a reaction out of him, he's reporting people on Instagram. He took the comments off, so you can't comment on him. And then he was reporting people on Instagram. There were commenting on him. He was saying how negative they were towards him and stuff. This is a guy that's calling people virgins, calling people nerds that they live at their parents' basements, marks, snowflakes, making fun of Brazilians. You know, that country, it's not like it's a rich country and it's doing well. They got a lot of poverty over there. And he does that all for a like on Facebook, for a paycheck to go, what, the 3, 4, 5 pay-per-views that it went up with, you know? The guy's a clown, man. He got what he deserved.
Jorge Masvidal joining us for a few more moments. Now, there's been a lot of talk about different opponents for you in your next fight. Usman, Connor, if he beats the Cowboy, a rematch with Nate, a fight with Nick, who wants revenge for his brother. Listen, like you said, it's your time right now. You're holding some cards. Who do you want to fight next?
Man, like you said, my journey's been long, 16 years. I want to be handsomely rewarded for it, because a big part of that 16 years, there was a lot of instability, and money wasn't coming in, man. Paychecks weren't coming in. I wouldn't mind setting up that future for my grandkids. So the fight they could get the biggest zeros attached to it, that's the one that we're going to take. Obviously, Conor fight is out there. The Mayweather fight is out there. They're saying they're bringing him on over to Zuffa Boxing. The Usman fight is out there. I'm the golden ticket in combat sports, especially at 170 pounds. You can't move in that weight class without mentioning me or having to ask permission to the mighty game, Brett. And it's just the truth. I might come off ignorant and arrogant, but I've been working my whole life for this, to get to this position where now I could be involved in the biggest fight possible and I could rewrite the history books, you know, because whoever has the belt when I'm done with Conor, that's whose head's getting chopped off. That's a guaranteed thing. And, of course, I'd love to fight Conor, not just because he brings in a lot of cash and eyeballs to the sport, but he's a two-time champion. He's one of the few to do it, and he did it in outstanding fashion. Both guys that he defeated for the belt, he did it with no pressure, no resistance, nothing. So it'd be an honor to fight with him, you know?
He is the BMF. He is the founder of the Jorge Masvidal Network on YouTube. So if you get that shot, if that were to go down, how would that go? Is he big enough? Can he deal with the heat that you have? How do you think that fight would go?
He gets melted. I'm going to, you know, what the world is looking for is for him to suffer and get chastised for some of the things that he's done in public. Everybody's going to feel sorry for him after the fight. I can tell you that much. They'll forgive him all after the fight. I can promise you that. This baptism is going to be a little extra for Mr. Connor.
Jorge Masvidal, my guest. Before you go, man, I could tell you've got that laser focused right now. You know this is your time. But the latest video on your YouTube channel is about your trip to Mexico and your search for the sacred chocolates. Bro, did you find the sacred chocolates? How did that go?
I had in my life no sugar whatsoever. They like sun dry it. They put it in, they mix it with cinnamon, a couple other herbs, and let it sit in the sun for like a day or two, and it just gets dried. That is delicious, my brother. It tastes like just herbs. There's no sugar in there. And it also does a lot of other great beneficial things for men. So that sacred chocolate is very good to our kind.
I love it. 34-13-0. He did defeat Nate Diaz at UFC 244. He did record the fastest knockout in UFC history at UFC 239. You want to check him out. He's got his own network on YouTube, the Jorge Masvidal Network. And again, I want to stress, the BMF. Jorge, great to have you in the jungle. Appreciate you. Appreciate the conversation. Let's be sure we do it again.
Thank you, Jam. Huge fan, man. Thank you for having me on the show. God bless, my brother. You have a great day.
Respect, Jorge. Much respect. Jorge Masvidal. Man, I'm pumped we did that. Can I just tell you really quickly about MMA, combat sports, UFC, the content that comes out of that is absolutely amazing.